Little Isaac by Ambrose Bierce. Mr. Gobwaddle came home from a meeting of the Temperance Legion extremely drunk. He went to the bed, piled himself loosely atop it, and forgot his identity. About the middle of the night, his wife, who was sitting up darning stockings, heard a voice from the profoundest depths of the bolster. "Say, Jane." Jane gave a vicious stab with a needle, impaling one of her fingers, and continued her work. There was a long silence, faintly punctuated by the bark of a distant dog. Again that voice, "Say, Jane." The lady laid aside her work and wearily replied, "Isaac, do go to sleep. They are off." Another and longer pause, during which the ticking of the clock became painful in the intensity of the silence it seemed to be measuring. "Jane, what's off?" "Why, your boots, to be sure," replied the petulant woman, losing patience. "I pulled them off when you first lay down." Again the prostrate gentleman was still. Then, when the candle of the waking housewife had burned low to the socket, and the wasted flame on the hearth was expiring bluely in convulsive leaps, the head of the family resumed. "Jane, who said anything about boots?" There was no reply. Apparently none was expected, for the man immediately rose, lengthened himself out like a telescope, and continued. "Jane, I must have smothered that brat, and I'm infernal sorry." "What brat?" asked his wife, becoming interested.
"Why, ours little Isaac. I saw you put him in bed last week, and I've been laying right onto him."
"What under the sun do you mean?" asked the good wife. "We haven't any brat, and never had, and his name should not be Isaac if we had. I believe you are crazy." The man balanced his bulk rather unsteadily, looked hard into the eyes of his companion, and triumphantly emitted the following conundrum.
"Jane, looky here. If we haven't any brat, what in thunder's the use of being married?"
Pending the solution of the momentous problem, its author went out and searched the night for a whiskey skin.